Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Welcome to the Inspired Table Podcast. I'm your host, Jordana Levine, and in today's episode, we're going to be exploring the Libra full moon. But before we dive deep into it, I just wanted to say thank you to everybody for all of your wonderful feedback and all of your superhero sharing skills on social media for the Pisces New Moon and Mercury Retrograde episode, which I believe was 2 episodes ago. It just exploded on the internet, which was wonderful for me. But what was most wonderful is that it resonated with so many of you. So thank you to everybody that posted about that episode and everybody that sent me personal emails to let me know that they really resonated with what I was talking about. And all it was the energy of that moon and the energy of the planets. I was just relaying the information. So Mercury is still in retrograde. Yes, it's still happening. It's happening until March 28th. So I am going to talk a little bit more about that today. I know a few of you have really been struggling with it. So we'll talk about that in a little bit more detail. I'm going to talk you through the Libra full moon. But before I get to that, I want to tell you what else is going on at this time. Yes, there are other things happening. So, before we dive in, a little caveat. I'm very tired. I've just worked a 6-day catering a retreat, and I have just finished driving 4 hours and wanted to record this and get it up. So I hope I make sense. My goal with this podcast is to simplify and explain. So let's hope this works. Let's see how we go. Okay, so we'll start with what is going on at the time of this full moon. So the moon is full hours after the sun has just moved in to Aries. And I explained in the Pisces New Moon podcast that Aries is the first of the 12 zodiac signs. And so as the sun moves into Aries, we enter into a new astrological year. So it's the symbol of a rebirth and new ideas and new beginnings and a fresh start. Now, on the same day, at the same time, we're also entering into an equinox. So if you're in the northern hemisphere, it will be the spring equinox. If you're in the southern hemisphere, it will be an autumn equinox. But whatever hemisphere you're in, an equinox symbolizes new beginnings and growth as well. So it's got the same energy, yeah? But the full moon, which has just happened hours before, is all about releasing and letting go. And this is symbolic of all full moons, not just the Libra full moon. And I'll explain the significance of Libra at this time. But for now, know that around this full moon energy, as we're releasing and shedding and letting go that which no longer serves us, we've also entered into the sign of Aries, which is the start of the new astrological year, and the equinox, which is all about new beginnings and growth. Yeah. So having the full moon at this time is actually key to release and let go all of those things that we don't want to take into our fresh start and our new beginning. Yeah, so it's really important that we lean into the energy of this full moon, which I will explain to you in a minute, but we lean into it so we can get the most out of it, so that when we enter into this new astrological year, we're coming in as our best selves. The Libra full moon will take place on the 21st of March at 12:42 p.m. in Sydney, 1:42 a.m. in London on the same day, March 21, and at 9:42 p.m. on March 20 in New York. So we've determined that the sun is in Aries. And if you remember from previous episodes, I told you that the sign that the full moon is always opposite where the sun is. Yeah. So the opposite sign to Aries where the sun is Libra. So that is why the full moon is in Libra. Now, the polarity of the sun and the moon during the time of a full moon is a strong indication of the polarities that are taking place around us. And with this particular moon, in this particular energy, the polarity is between me and we. What does that mean? Okay, so Aries is the first of the zodiac signs. It's very much about the self, yeah? So the mantra for Aries is, I will. I will. It's very strong. It's determined. It's the ram. Yeah. So that's where the sun is. Now, the polarity of that is the moon in Libra. And the mantra for Libra is I harmonize. And it's when the self starts to become aware of those around them. It's when I becomes we, or when me becomes we. It's about relating with others. Our relationships. It's about noticing and taking into account those around us. The symbol for Libra is the scales, and the energy behind that is finding a balance, yeah? So to not tip the scales in either direction, equalizing the polarities or equalizing the opposites. And it's really timely considering we're in a freaking shitstorm, aka Mercury retrograde. Because there's plenty at the moment that needs equalizing. And it's important and so, so very timely that we are cautioned not to slip into a divide here of me versus we. Yeah? We are a community of humans inhabiting planet Earth. And there is no us and them. There is only we. Yeah. Okay. So there's been a lot going on this week, re-Mercury retrograde. And I am by no means saying that the events of this week were caused by this planetary shift. I just think that it's interesting to observe old wounds of our planet that are resurfacing and being brought into the light as Mercury likes to do at this time. So last episode, we spoke about old lessons resurfacing, things that we might need to look at through a different lens. Now I'm asking you to look at it and observe it on a larger scale and see where perhaps there are some wounds and lessons of our planet, of our community that are resurfacing, because we, as a human race, haven't healed or dealt with them. Now, the biggest thing that's happened this week was, of course, the tragic events in Christchurch. And I believe that this is a symbolism of the gaping wound in our planet and a symptom of our inability to harmonize and find balance within our own human race. It's brought to the light the still ever dominant prevalence of white supremacy and its immediate threat to even the seemingly peaceful pockets of this planet. And my hope is that events such as this, even as horrific and tragic as they are, can highlight the inadequacies of our species. And our responsibility as a combined community to do better, to protect each other. And as has been raised quite a bit this week, we need to start by looking at our own leaders and the people in government, yeah, who across the world, not naming names, have a lot of the same ideals as the man behind the Christchurch shootings. And speaking of our government, how's about Brexit? I'm not even going to begin to understand what's going on there. The best explanation I've heard of Brexit is actually from Holly Wainwright on the Mamma Mia Out Loud podcast. She explains it so well, I'm not even going to try and reenact it, but go and have a listen if you're interested. But in the context of Mercury retrograde, I believe everything that's going on with Brexit at the moment is a reflection of our inability to harmonize and find common ground. And Theresa May, in particular, is having a very hard time communicating and being understood by her own parliament. And that is one of the biggest symptoms of Mercury retrograde: misinformation, miscommunication. Then we could look at some of the extreme weather conditions that are going on. I mean, climate change has been an issue for a really long time. Lots of people have tried to ignore it, but we cannot ignore it anymore. And Mercury retrograde is saying, hey, you know, something you were meant to deal with that we could have started looking at a little while ago, here it is again. Extreme weather conditions. Australia has been in drought for a very long time. And then this week we have had flash flooding. I know on my family farm we've had more rain in the last few days than we've had all year. And we're very thankful for the rain. And we by no means want the rain to stop. But it's just this, again, reflection of these polarities, you know, drought and floods. It's like, what about the in-between? And then lastly, the last thing I want to talk about that's happened during Mercury retrograde is, of course, the blackout of Facebook and Instagram and Google the day before as well. And I mean, that in itself is a reminder and a symptom of our inability to function without this very new, I might just put in there, very new medium called social media. I've never seen such a beautiful way of encapsulating Mercury retrograde than that technological meltdown. Like, it couldn't have explained it better. And I believe that we can look at all of this stuff that's happened on a grand, large world scale during Mercury retrograde. Well, maybe not the Facebook crashing thing, but everything else, as an indication that the world needs the world needs us, yeah? So it's time to focus less on the I and more on the we. And I know many of you have experienced a lot during this Mercury retrograde. I have to say, you know, I'm always very conscious of when Mercury is in retrograde. And this particular one has felt a lot more powerful than I remember experiencing before. And I know that many of you have had lots of stuff happen. But what I really want you to be conscious of now is having a look at the effect and the lessons that are coming up on a grander, larger scale. Yeah, because the vibrational energy that we put towards our own lessons and our own problems, of course, is going to be really helpful for our growth and our evolvement. But imagine if we could put all of that energy into our community and into our planet and the vibrational effect that that could have. I mean, it's really powerful when you stop and think about it. So when you do find yourself getting caught up in the minute Mercury mayhem mishaps that are happening in your life, I urge you to step outside yourself a little bit and have a look at whether or not it's worth the energy that you're putting into that and whether you could put your energy into something that's going to serve and raise the vibration of the planet. Okay, so to bring it back to the full moon, sorry, this explanation has been all over the shop today. Just call it Mercury retrograde. Okay, so the moon's focus, other than balance and polarities, is all about relationships. So Libra is ruled by the planet Venus, and Venus is the planet of love. But it's not just romantic relationships. It's in general relating with others. So it could be romantic, business, familial relationships, just relationships in general. It could be relationships breaking up as we head into the new astrological year. It could be new relationships starting. It could be finding a balance between your relationship with self and your relationship with others. But because it is a full moon, it is about releasing and letting go. So perhaps there's areas within your relationships where you're hanging on. And remember, because it's a Mercury retrograde, this could manifest itself as relationship lessons. And it doesn't mean that Mercury is making it happen. It means the universe is giving you another opportunity to observe and make change within your relationships. The full moon illuminates what needs to be seen and dealt with. Yeah, so you can't hide in the shadows of a full moon. And like I said before, Mercury has brought up a lot of stuff for everyone. So during this Libra full moon, which is all about balance and relating with others, this is now your opportunity when things are brought into the light for you to deal with them. Yeah, and the perfect time to do it is now, before we head into the new astrological year, before we start a new chapter. And the moon, this moon in particular, is giving us an opportunity to find balance before moving into that new year. So if there's any dead weight that's throwing off your scales, any wasted energy, now's the time to shove it off so you can get back into balance. And the equinox itself is also a reflection of this. So the equinox, no matter if you're in the northern hemisphere or the southern hemisphere, is when the day and the night are of equal length. So that in itself is balance. Like, an equal day and night, it's mirroring the polarities and the message of this Libra full moon. We're actually going to get two Libra moons. There'll be another one in April, so there'll be another opportunity to check in with balance again. How perfectly balanced of Libra. So I hope that's answered some questions for you around the Libra full moon, around Mercury retrograde. Don't forget, in 2 weeks' time, we've got the Aries new moon. It's the official kickoff of the new astrological year. I am holding another online moon circle. It's going to be a super, super duper powerful one because it is going to be the first one of the astrological year. I've got some really exciting things planned for this particular Lunar Nights online moon circle to get you off to the best start for this new year. So if you would like to join me, the link is in the show notes, or you can head to jordanalevine.com and click on the Lunar Nights tab to book your spot at the next online moon circle. And another really special thing we're going to do during that online moon circle is we're going to hold a collective meditation where we hold an intention for the planet. I want to lift the vibrations for planet Earth. And I think that if we can get enough people together holding a strong vibrational intention, then we are able to create some real change. So my plan is to get as many people involved as possible. So I'd love you to come along, and I'd love you to tell your friends. So if that means taking a screenshot of this episode and sharing it on Instagram stories, or you can just tell your friends the old-fashioned way by sending them a text. That's not old-fashioned. Send them some snail mail. Why don't you call them on the phone? Everyone should talk to their friends more, FYI. Okay, that's enough from me. I think I need to go lie down. If you did enjoy this episode, though, please do take a screenshot on your phone, share it on social media. It had such a great effect last time because people that didn't know about this podcast were able to reach it and resonate with it. So if you did enjoy it, please share it.
Hold up.
What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.